And that is how she does it. This is how I meow it.
What's up, Jeans? Where are you at?
What's going on? So I'm in town quite a bit. I have, let's see, I'm going back to actually what is my favorite comedy club in the nation in a couple weeks. Acme in Minneapolis.
I've never done that one. I'm jealous. I want to do that
It's so awesome.
I know you love it there.
February 19th through the 23rd. It's my absolute favorite. I recorded my first hour there, CD.
Thrilled.
So I'll be back there. I'm in L.A. For a while doing shows and trying to make things happen in the greater
trying
Los
to make
Angeles
show
area.
Business occur.
Taking meetings, meeting with people, telling them what I think of things.
Oh, getting free Fiji water. That's always
Fiji
a bonus.
Water. So yeah, so that's my date coming up here in a couple weeks. What about you? Where are you going
to
be?
Mommies, I am coming to Birmingham, Alabama. I'm doing the Stardome February 7th through 10th. That's actually this week. Meow, meow. And then February 14th through 17th, the Washington, D.C. Improv. Come see me at the D.C. Improv on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a big thing.
I
yeah.
know. Valentine's. All right. Come give me a hug.
And our special guest today from the Crab Feast, five stars.
Five stars.
Jason Randolph Larson.
This is how we do it.
That's way too much.
So
volume.
Loud.
I've been waiting to do it since you did it.
Oh, boy.
Jesus, man.
People change us.
That's legit.
That is super legit.
So legit, huh?
I have some dates.
Yeah, where can people see you?
This weekend, 7th through 9th, I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
That place is the shit.
That's
man.
What you said. I'm stoked for it. By the way, Acme was one of my favorite clubs I've ever done it in my life.
Really?
And DC Improv is another one of my favorites of all time. Oh, God, that club's
so
the best.
So excited.
And then I'll be at South by Southwest Music Festival doing comedy the 10th and the 11th of March. And then way out, April 4th through 6th at Madison. At Comedy on Stage.
Oh, that's fun.
Another
that's
fucking
a good
gem.
One.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good clubs we've been talking about. I like it.
Yeah.
And don't you want to just be able to do the good ones and really just don't you want to be able to say, absolutely no, I'm not going to Erie?
I don't know, though. Erie's pretty awesome.
And I'm not doing that shit club. I'm only going to do fucking Ann Arbor and DC.
Yeah. Great.
It'll happen. One day it'll happen.
It will, you guys. Yeah. Let's have faith. Let's hope that this podcast makes it happen.
This very episode?
This hour can change your career.
Mommies, make it happen.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We haven't even started our episode.
Oh my God, I know. Mm-hmm. Wow, we have so much to cover
this
with Jay
Lawson. This is pregame. We got to get in there.
Let's do it.
You guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
Party.
Let's do it.
What happened today?
Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you. Now, this stuff right here, I was in the passenger side of this fucker's car, and he's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I fucking want to. And watch this, bam, and he smashed into this fucking guy right there, pinned him in between that fucking truck. And so I hop out, I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit, otherwise you bleed out. Like, motherfucker, I ran in, I grabbed the keys, he's fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like, fucking, like, man, if he started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. Fucking, I hop on out, and so I grab the bag, I threw it over by that pole right there, and then fucking Buddy gets out, and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like, a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
This shit is big time.
Who's Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Dude, that guy?
Have you seen that?
No, but he sounds like every guy I grew up with in the Valley.
Yeah.
Bro. Is he from Southern
you
California?
You might not have grown up with this one.
Okay. Where is he from?
I don't know if there's many hatchets in Southern California.
This is California.
For sure. Ooh,
he's not from California.
Okay.
So this clip has gone somewhat viral, I think. That's a hitchhiker.
Wow.
And that was the raw interview footage. From a newscast. Like, they didn't air that, obviously.
Yeah. I was all fucking, but what?
What happened was that guy really did do what he was saying.
Wow.
And out of context, it sounds crazy. You're like, what the fuck? He's a hitchhiker, total fucking stoner street kid. He was hitchhiking, and the guy that let him get in his car was crazy and was like, I'm Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And he hit a construction worker with his car.
And on purpose?
Yeah, smashed into him.
Jesus.
Pinned him against another vehicle. And then he started like trying to attack other people, and this guy really took a hatchet and fucking smashed him on the head.
Wow.
Damn.
It's pretty crazy. This is like the real story. Let's see.
An absolute bizarre scene here in West Fresno at the corner of McKinley and Martin.
West Fresno.
A man claiming he's Jesus plows his car into a PG&E worker, pinning him against his truck because the worker was black. The man's passenger, who had a hatchet, and innocent bystanders come to the rescue.
Comes driving out this way.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I want to. And watch this. Bam! And he smashed into this guy right there, pinned him in between that truck.
Homeless hitchhiker Kai was in the passenger seat of the Oldsmobile when this all went down. Tanya Baker and her daughter Ginger Miller Peraza were two of the first to run over and help.
My mom ran to the driver to make sure he was okay, because we thought maybe it was just an accident or something, and I ran straight to the PG&E man.
Good
this
news.
This was far from an accident, and the ordeal was far from over.
The guy just went crazy and was trying to pull the guy from underneath the car in the truck, and then he gets in his car and tries to move the car in that, and we weren't going to let him do it.
If you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here.
He just kept saying he was Jesus Christ and he's going to save all of us and that, but we have to get... He used the N-word, meaning the black people in that. He said we need to get them off there.
That one.
Not the
African-American PG&E worker was rushed to the hospital and underwent surgery for non-life-threatening injuries. He wasn't the only person that the crazy driver went after.
When he put me in a bear hug and started beating the crap out of me, for what reason, we still don't know.
These two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Wow.
So that now you hear how Kai really is. But apparently, he is a sensation on the web now.
I can see
people
why.
People are digging Kai.
Smash, smash, smash.
And they ask him, like, what's next for you at the end of his interview? And he's like, bro, just like, I want to hit some waves. Like,
can anyone give me a lift to Santa Cruz? Anyone?
That is exactly what
it's
he's
exactly
looking for.
Exactly his whole life.
It's been too long since Jay Larson has been with us.
You were here since the beginning. You were here in the very beginning.
Yeah, that was two studios ago.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
there was no sound effects back then.
No.
It was Burbank, man.
Straight up. West Burbank, wasn't it?
West Burbank.
Yeah. Shit.
Smash, smash.
I was all,
smash.
Bro. I love him.
But God, we love Jay Larson. We've known you since you were
12 years
old. Oh, my God. Not even that big.
Not even that big.
I was the doll inside the doll inside the doll.
Inside the doll. And now you're back.
Silly.
Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
You've been road dogging it.
I've been road dogging it.
How are you liking the road dog?
I like it.
You do?
I like it. You know what I mean? I try to get work done during the day. You know what I like the most is just kicking it with the staff. I just like settle into a town like I live there. You know what I mean? Like with the staff in Denver, I'm just like, are we smoking? What's happening? Then we just go in the like parking lot. I'm just hanging out with these guys and just hear them all talking about like their shift. And I just start jabbing. I'm like, shut up. And like I know these guys.
So you are that guy though. You're Mr. Personable. You're
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. You should run a diner.
I'd love to have a dyno, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
You were saying you just did St. Louis?
Just did St. Louis,
Was it awesome? You said it was great.
First of all, it was amazing. Anyone out there in St. Louis, go to the Funny Bone. It's fantastic. The club looks like it's 1984 inside. Like, they haven't changed a thing. Everyone still smokes in there. They got two shows you can't smoke. Wow. And they got this cocktail waitress, Patty, who literally will go out, take orders, come back into like the bar ready, and light a cigarette and put her orders in while she's smoking. And like, I had heard some stories about her, and like, I'm standing there waiting, like, well, like the feature's on and she's in there, and she goes, I put in the order. I also need a bud select, but I don't know where the fuck it goes. And I was like, oh my God, this chick is hilarious. Awesome. And they told me this great story. They were like, one time Jeff Dunham was here, and he was like, I guess he's from the area, or he had a friend from the area, and he was expecting a group of friends to come. And so he's on stage, and he blocks the light, and he's looking out to the crowd, and he's like, he goes, I don't know where my friends are. And then Patty goes, check the suitcase.
That's
heckled.
Great.
Getting heckled that's by great. The cocktail waitress.
That's amazing.
I love yeah. It.
She's been there longer than anybody. Like, she calls the shots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Epic.
Yeah, I where I was this past week, they were like, all right, Friday night servers a little different than Saturday night servers. And I was like, what's that mean? They're like, Friday nights have been here for a while, so just kind of stay out of the hallway when they're walking through.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. And they do not, they're like, they don't really socialize like with you guys. And they were like dock workers, you know?
Yeah. Like, clock in, clock out.
Like, fucking coming through with a tray, asshole. And you're like, all right. And you fucking move out of the way. That was them. Friday
this
night.
Chick Patty, I guess, said to a comedian one week, he was like talking to her about, he was like, listen, you got to keep it down because everyone can hear you, blah, blah, blah. Like, and he was just telling her, and she goes, you really think everyone's here to see you, don't you? That's what she said to him. Hilarious. And he just started dying laughing like, oh my God, this chick's
that's
priceless.
Amazing. Yeah. That's
wow,
amazing.
I
yeah.
like that.
Amazing.
Kind of awesome.
I'd be.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. I was looking at you like maybe you were going to.
Were you on the road last week?
Yeah, I was Comics Comedy Club and Bar.
You're contractually obligated.
I'm contractually obligated to refer to it as that. Comics, Foxwoods Comedy Club and Bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Shows were good. I met so many fans. And like, not just fans, just like the core super fan group all showed up. We have a hardcore East Coast contingent.
Were they all together? Like, did they like see that each of those comics and stuff like that?
I think so. I think some of them did. So I had like the heavy hitters. We had Pamela Mooney. At Llewellyn, that's her name,
yo,
right?
Yo, P. Mooney.
P. Mooney, Mish the Dish. I got to meet her and
that's
her husband.
That's big time.
Love Mish the Dish.
This shit is big time.
She's so funny. And it's funny to see these people that you know. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Death Squad Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Jeff Marcellinus.
Yeah, big time.
That's a quadrifecta, if you refer to it, as of like mommy love.
Now you're
awesome.
Making me look bad. You're making me look like I don't know the names of the people that saw me in Detroit. And here's the truth. I don't. But...
but these are the diehards. This is a special
there were some. Yeah, you're
special.
Right. There were some diehards in Detroit, and I should say Livonia because it's outside of the D, but it's a little different demo, if you know what I'm saying. And
well, I don't know. What do you mean?
It's just different.
Jay, do you know what?
What the demographic is outside of Detroit
in Livonia?
I imagine it's different. Yeah,
like how? Jay?
I'll tell you. Actually. It is, and this is not a joke. This is a real statistic. Livonia, which is outside of the D, is 96% white.
What?
Actually.
3% Livonia. Indian.
There you go.
Actually, no, Detroit's like the biggest Iraqi population in the United States.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're, what are they, Chaldees, or what is it called?
I don't know. But.
They're Catholic Iraqis, you know?
I didn't know they're worse, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how stupid I am. I have no fucking idea.
And there's huge Arab population in the greater... Detroit.
In the D area? Yeah, okay.
Huge, huge. But of all those everythings, of all those rainbow colors, a bunch of your mom's house fans came out, and it was
awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That is awesome. Like, when I go out and we have Crab Feast fans come out, you know, like, they'll always say, fuck the Crab Feast, so they'll introduce me, and they go, fuck the Crab Feast! And then
awesome.
The rest of the crowd's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They get all nervous and stuff like that.
Well, that's better than people just going, bikes! Like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wipe down. Yeah. Like, we have girls like, wipe down, mommy!
Oh
like,
my
so
God.
So awesome. I love it.
That's,
I love
that's
it.
Way awesome.
It is great.
Yeah, it makes my
heart. They yell top dog to me.
I love that shit.
All
I
that
love
shit.
It
is the best, man.
It is.
Because you have your own like special, you know, insider following.
Yeah.
And you know, they're always like, I would say 99.9% of times, they are just the best audience.
100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'll do jokes I'll be doing jokes and I know where they are because they're the ones that yell out. So I'll do jokes and then I'll double back and do a joke and I'll point to them because they know it's an inside joke from the podcast. Yeah, that's the best. And I look at what the other night I did one to one dude in the back. He was the only Crab Feast fan there. And I go, that's a joke just for me and him, everybody. And you know what I mean? I'm like, you guys don't know it. You don't want to know about it. Fine.
Or I like incorporate where the dude's at. I'll be like, this guy knows where the dude's at. And people like, you can hear them snickering. Yeah, fans. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Do you, you bring like shirts and stuff on the road?
Yeah, well, I bring shirts and CDs, but we were out of shirts my last two times out. But somebody, I'll be bringing them again.
Sold out. Everybody.
Whatever. How many shirts do you guys have?
No worries.
Do you hate traveling with shirts though? I do.
I mean, I've only had to do it the one time to Atlanta. You know what I mean? I went out there to Atlanta, did that new improv. So,
how was that?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. They're getting their feet off the ground.
Yeah,
it was the week after New Year's, so it was like nobody was out. Yeah. But yeah, whatever. I don't mind. I might just ship them. Just send them out, you know, in advance. So it's only like, you know, it's not as expensive. It costs more money to check a bag.
And what's your CD called?
Self-Diagnosed.
Self-Diagnosed. Okay. And people can get it on your site or no?
Yeah, you can go on iTunes.
iTunes. Yeah. Get Jay Larson's CD.
Do it.
Self-Diagnosed.
Mm.
It's for sale.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Jay, it sounds like you don't have status on an airline.
I mean, no, I mean, I don't travel as much as you guys. You know, I've only been doing the road as much this past year than you guys have been doing it like crazy forever.
Well, not forever.
Not forever.
Forever?
Let's be honest.
Forever? what's your airline of choice?
Delta.
Good. What's your current status, though?
What are you guys?
Let's start with you.
I don't think I have status
yet.
What are
your MQMs? Like, where are you at?
Oh, boy. Guys, listen, I just get tickets, whatever fits my schedule, okay?
Hold on, because I'm about to lose my mind.
What?
Do you fly coach?
What do you guys fly? You fly business every time?
At least premium economy. At least premium.
Do you want to know something crazy, for real? And I'm not exaggerating? We're only in February, so it's not that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've worked 5 weeks so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't flown coach yet this year.
Boom.
Boom. Because I'm diamond.
I'm a little upset about that.
Well, you know what I have? You know what I am and what status I am?
Hmm.
Healthy relationship at home. Okay, because I'm not on the road. My wife has a better status. She travels more than I do.
Yeah, okay, so who's that? Not home.
I'm building beds. have hobbies.
Your wife is traveling the world.
Oh, where she goes? The continent, the United States. Yeah, New York, Seattle, San Francisco, Seattle mainly. You know.
Can I ask what she does, or is that giving you know what? Away too much?
No, no,
too personal.
You know what I mean? I didn't know I was going to come on here and get interrogated.
Can you give her home address? We just give it out.
She's in sales.
Okay,
I know the
drugs.
Company.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drop it.
Marijuana.
She works for this company.
Juice.
That's exciting. So you noticed that I called Tommy some nicknames, and you're like, "How many nicknames do you guys have?"
Well, I've heard you. Well, you know, because I like that you dropped a couple. Tommy Jeans, but there was another one I didn't even hear. It was like, it sounded like it might have been another language. I'm like, what's going on here? There's some shit going on.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes call you other language, well, Hungarian
since,
stuff.
Since Valentine's is coming up, what kind of nicknames do you have for your boo-boo?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, her first nickname that I ever gave her was Thule.
Mm-hmm.
T-O-O-L-I-E, because she's a tool. You know what I mean? So it was Thule. But it's sweet, like, hey, Thule. And but she loves it.
This is important, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you call her Thule because she's a tool, I think really the foundation of strong, healthy relationships, particularly marriages, is you got to dish out a little shit every now
you
and again.
You have to.
You guys didn't bit see this. My husband punched in the air as he said it.
You know, like, a little fucking jab.
That was a jab.
Yeah, whatever that is.
So you give her one of those, Thule. But then the other nicknames, you got some sweet ones in there.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Her next one was Nudie.
Stupid.
Julie and Nudie.
N-E-W-T-Y, because she looks like a newt.
Oh.
Like a reptile. You know, she looks like a little salamander newt.
Okay, it's getting nicer.
And
it's
then,
sweeter, yeah.
And then when we went to Hawaii, she became the sea turtle. Because when she swims, she's not a strong swimmer, so it's just her head out of the water, and she looks like a sea turtle's coming at you. Those are the three. Those are the three main
Those are the three main
ones. Yeah, yeah.
You got a couple of privates. I respect that.
Well, Tommy, I call you skids.
I call you farts.
I call you farts. I go, that's hey, true. Farts.
Yeah.
That's obviously why.
How do you feel these affect your relationship calling each other skids and farts?
Well, there's boo-boo chicken pop.
Oh, that's a classic.
Boo-boo chicken pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. Okay.
That was one of the first ones, boo-boo chicken pop.
That's a tight name right there.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Hey, boo-boo chicken pop. She in the back. Hey, Barrett.
Buns is your Buns. Original
yeah.
one.
Yeah, Tommy Buns.
Yep. Yeah, Tommy Buns.
Is that from you?
No, goodness, no.
That's from college.
Yeah, that's old school, huh?
That's old school.
T-nuts and buns nickname. And Jesus. Taints and assholes.
That's a really old one. That's okay. The one that you
that's
heard that you were
one.
Like.
Well.
She heard this, my old roommate, when we first started dating. He one day, I don't even know if he knew she was around, but he's like, he like leans in my door. He's like, hey, T-nuts and buns and dicks and cocks and assholes and taints. You want to get something to eat? And then she was like.
She's like, which one am I?
She's like, if somebody calls you that, you got to be pretty gross.
Disgusting. Such a gross nickname. Like, you should really judge a man by the nickname.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
But he didn't use soap at the time either, Jay.
What?
Yeah.
No, but I use shampoo to wash my body.
On his crotch, on his cock and balls, shampoo.
I'm going to let it slide.
Yeah. How are you going to let that slide? It's shampoo.
One time my roommate that I used to live with, he's like, fucking bro, what's up, man? Where's the soap? And I'm like, the soap's in the goddamn shower. He goes, this dish soap in there. I'm like, it's soap, bro.
Oh, my there, God.
It's soap. Dish That's what soap. We're getting through with. I've always had good skin, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to worry about
You're well-maintained.
Yeah, yes. I take care of myself.
You're grooming the clothes. This clothes is all... Do you have, like, a fashion budget or something?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. No, one, no. Two, I grew up with all women. You know what I mean? So I've like always kind of been into fashion and stuff like that. You know, that's why I was raised.
I mean, head to toe, man.
And thanks, a bold bro. Use of pink. Just a hint of it under the blue
I'm not,
top.
Pink is a masculine. It's a strong
be.
Play. Yeah,
it can be.
Yeah, as is burping.
I got You're pink
welcome.
Shoes, man.
Welcome to the podcast.
Pink shoes?
I got pink shoes that I thought were light
no.
blue. I swear to God.
You thought were light blue?
Yeah, because he's colorblind.
Yeah.
Are you really colorblind?
Yeah. So what it is that they're green. Like they're like, are they green or brown?
They're like greenish brown.
Okay, so they're greenish brown, and then they have like straps like that are accented. And I thought blue.
Are they sneakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
So I go,
high tops?
No.
Okay.
But for me, I'm like, oh, blue. I could do this. Light blue looks good. I went out, and the first time I had them on, I was like, these are pretty fresh right here. This guy was like, hey, nice shoes. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, yeah, nice pink shoes, man.
He
I
had
was like, yeah, he had a point. And I was like, pink? And he was like, yeah. And then literally 5 minutes later, the next person was like, pretty bold. Pretty bold move, pal. Like some other strange.
Especially with that purple shirt. You're like, purple? This is green.
And people just. And then I put them away for like 3 years. And then I busted them out the other day to go just to CVS.
Mm-hmm.
Two people in CVS. Strong move, man.
Stop. I swear to God. Yeah. They're like, that's hilarious.
It's a real man's move right there.
Well, and also the problem comes is that our toothbrushes are either blue or green, and that's where you're colorblind. So you'll use mine constantly, which is disgusting because your teeth are like dog teeth.
Yeah. What are you doing, breaking stuff over there?
No, this isn't working. Look, it's falling off, jeans.
Well, you got to tighten it up.
I don't know how.
Dudes, well, you know, I mean, I personally use my wife's toothbrush. She'll never use mine. I don't know why that is. Dudes just think like,
dudes don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. We'll just grab anything. I'll just use your toothbrush. I'm not afraid of it. You know,
yeah, it skeeves me out a little. I mean, I use his on occasion, but I wouldn't. Do you think there's people that do that regularly? Like,
no.
I don't care if it's mine or
I would
yours.
Say most girls don't. You're a little trashy, so that's why every once in a while.
Thanks, Jake.
Every once in a while you do.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What
this.
Did you do?
I did.
You know, this is unbelievable. This is so unprofessional.
Yeah, that's the thing right there.
Okay. Your tone's a little abrupt. It scares me sometimes.
Remember what he said about throwing jabs?
God damn it. Well, yours is all stupid, too.
No, it's not. It works fine. What are you doing?
This is where you need to throw a sweet nickname at him. What's a sweet nickname?
Stupid. T-Stoops. My microphone's falling apart. But how come I never did this before, Jeans? I call him Jeans a lot.
Jeansy?
Yeah, Jeansy Bear. I usually call him a bear.
He is such a bear.
He looks like a bear, right? Look, this whole fucking thing's...
What are you doing? What did you do to this?
I didn't do shit to it. This is your shitty car, babe.
What are you talking about?
This is your shitty car.
Tom just hit Christina. Christina's hitting Tom. They're hitting each other. Tom's shirt's off.
If you just... Doesn't that just go like that?
What are you...
Do you want me to try and fix this?
No.
Dude, man.
Nothing.
You had to have done something.
Why do I have to do something? I was just moving so I could fucking see you.
That's what you did.
At the same time.
You moved it.
Say you, say me. Say it for always. Actually. You say you don't know. Oh, no. I'm pretty handy, Tom. Do you want me to help you out? I don't want to step on your masculinity.
I know, but what did you do here?
I just flipped it under. That's fine. Look,
it's fine, as long as she doesn't, like, roll it.
Look, silly goose. Silly geese there. That's perfect, Jeans. Thank you.
For the rest?
Shh. I sometimes like to decide what kind of bear he looks like on certain days.
Because
some days he's real cuddly, like a koala or a panda. And then some days he's real grizzly groucher. Now he's a grizzly groucher.
I don't care what kind of mood he's in. He's straight up grizz. This dude would crush a bear week in Pete Town. I mean, he would crush. You know why? Because he's, first of all, do people know, the mommies know that Tom Segura is the Albert Pujols of comedy? Do they know that?
I don't know if they know that. Tell that story. I love this.
Well, you know, Albert Pujols is a baseball player who's supposedly 31, but the guy looks like he's been in the league forever. He's got to be 36. And Tommy Bonds over here, I mean.
How old does he look right now, Jay? What would you say?
I'll give him 36.
36?
But what are you? It's younger than that.
I'm 33.
33. God damn. It seems like 4 years ago, he was 31. That's what I mean. He's on HGH. He's doing something.
You're saying I'm a Dominican is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Or you're drinking like deer antler juice.
Did it kill you? Did it kill you that your Pats lost to them and then they won the whole thing?
No. You know why? Because, you know, Ryan Sickler, the Sickle Cells, we do the podcast together. And I'm like, maybe this will give him happiness for a little while. You know what I mean?
Is he perennially unhappy?
No. You know, Sickle Cell, though, he's always like, you know, just always a little something. And I just said to Kate, I'm like, I want them to win. I go, give some Sickler the happiness. Next day, calls me up, man, what the fuck is going on with this? I'm like, dude, you just won the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
And I was at his house yesterday before, like, we
always
had
trying to fuck you. Someone's always trying to fuck you.
I love
over.
It.
Him?
That's
love
my
him.
Impression.
Yeah. And like I looked at his recordings on his TV and it was just all
Misery?
Like, no, highlights of like the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, NFL Network, post-game, like every single thing at like 17 things. He's fired up.
He's really, really into his fucking Ravens.
Yeah.
I did the Baltimore Comedy Club a few weeks ago.
How was that?
I did it the weekend leading up to the Pats game.
Okay.
So the Thursday through Saturday before that game. And I mean, you only had to say... I would, first of all, half the audience was wearing jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a real diehard sports city. And when I would just go up there and just start with Go Ravens, mm-hmm. and just, I mean, it was literally complete, bananas, pandemonium, man. And I'd just be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I totally pander to whatever city I'm in.
See, in St. Louis, they were like, it was getting later in the thing, you know, and I was just like, I said something like, I had like a moment and I was like, so I go, you guys watch the Super Bowl? Who's watching the Super Bowl? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, 49ers. And people, I go, aren't you guys just Rams fans? And like people weren't. And I go, look at you, you shitbag town. Bunch of losers. You're not even Rams fans. I go, you know what, in Massachusetts, you ask who it is, everyone's a Patriots fan. And they're like, fuck Brady. And they're like yelling out. And I'm like, I go, what do you got? They're like, Cardinals. I go, ever since that roid head Pujols left town, you this shit team ain't going to win anything. And then they'd laugh. And then I'd be like, how's your basketball team? And then they would like laugh. And they're like, fuck basketball. I mean, I would laugh it off. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, I really love that town.
I don't really know that town. I don't know what that town's like.
Me either. That was my first time there. But really? Like, the people were just real. I just feel like I love going to towns and just finding out that like, oh, these people in this part of the country are
normal.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care about the Kardashians. That doesn't make news.
Yeah. What is your favorite town to play?
You know what I really like? I love Ohio. I like a lot of Ohio. I love Cincinnati. Like, Go Bananas is like one of my favorite clubs.
You've been there?
No. That's your old school, right?
That's a good... I mean, I'd never played it before.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. That's a great, great club.
And Ohio in general, I think, is a great comedy state. I don't know why. What is... I like the people of Ohio.
That's cool.
If I had to pick a favorite...
DC Improv for me.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know what I loved about... have you done DC?
No.
You know what I love? I love being in a city where if you're in a bar at 5 o'clock, people dump in for happy hour because, like, there's no such thing as happy hour in LA. You know what I mean? People, like, living real lives are like, happy hour, thank God the day's over. Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, normal people, you feel so good.
Normal people, right?
Hitting a real bar. How old are you?
37.
What?
As of Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Is it like a happy birthday mommy song or anything?
No, actually, we haven't.
Get
done
away
that.
From your computer,
Tiny
you fuck.
Next up, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up.
That's your birthday.
You've been warned.
That's the best I can do for a birthday.
That's nice. I appreciate that. That was
good,
nice.
Any good shifts lately?
I usually take pretty good ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow, tell us. What was your recent... Oh. Do you get road ass a lot? I get road ass.
Does traveling really fuck up your shit?
No. Let me tell you something. I never
thanks, babe, for rephrasing that. he rephrased it in a more intelligent way. That was the best.
Why? You have tough time on the travel toilet?
By day three, no matter where I am, it's just road ass. It's just fucking...
Because of the food?
Diarrhea.
I find travel day... If I have a 6 or 7
oh,
a.m. flight,
forget it.
Oh my God. It takes at least 48 hours to get those shit straight.
Oh, wow. See, I'm not, I don't.
I don't know why I'm asking.
Because it's Tommy Buns.
He's so funny to me.
For me, like, either I don't keep track of it or I don't notice, but like, I don't get jet lag. I never get.
What?
I'm usually in a good mood. As soon as I wake up, I'm just like in a good mood. I never really like, you know, unless I'm completely depressed, but not really. Traveling, I'm just like, whatever, I'll figure it out. Food or poop or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Even if I get diarrhea, you know, I'm just like, nah, just diarrhea, whatever.
Yeah. Do you have, like, on a, if you leave early, though, does it not fuck up what you're doing, like, bowel-wise?
No.
If you take it early.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have,
really?
Like, a routine or anything like that.
No, but it doesn't
Yes. Oh my God.
It's so awful. This is you, right?
That
is
was
that
me.
You? Because I can hear you breathing. I can hear the way your breath was.
Yeah.
That's how I know that was you. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah,
I thought so. I'm like, is someone rubbing up against the microphone right now? What's happening?
You need to wipe down.
That's my dad.
No, it's not.
Jay.
Yeah. Is it? That's awesome.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
That is.
You know what I've been having as a fantasy lately?
What's
and
that?
I've been talking about on stage a little bit. I have this fantasy of pooping in my own hand.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I've never done it. I've never done it, but like sometimes I'm like, God, it just must it must be pretty cool.
Do it.
Try
Do
it.
I know. I keep saying I'm going to try, but right now, you know, you know, I'll
the
figure it out.
The smell stays on your hand
a long time.
For a while.
Yeah.
Even if
it
you
It doesn't wash.
What if I use like a rubber glove?
You don't want to do it on a rubber glove.
No, I know. You want the whole thing.
You want the whole thing. You got to use really hot water.
I mean,
to really get
and
that
like
smell.
Bleach because the smell will stay.
It's lemon juice.
It will stay. Now, wait, but do you want to do like a hard dump or a runny dump in your hands? And
I,
how
no,
will
I
you
wanna,
cup
like
it?
Like a log?
I don't want, yeah, I want a log.
You don't want just all juice. Like
no, I want what I mean. This is I can't believe I'm saying it. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what I would like is I'd like for it to be coming out and in my hands at the same time. You know what I mean? I want to.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Right. Freshy.
I just like
fresh.
Does
roll?
Kate know about this?
Yeah, she knows about.
What does she think?
She just thinks I'm crazy. You know what I mean? It's like any. It's I haven't done it. I'm just.
Ooh,
I've been. You know.
Yeah.
I think anyone who's ever had therapy knows that the thoughts that you have in your brain doesn't mean they have to relate to action. Okay.
Right.
And you can't hold yourself accountable for your thoughts. They just are what your brain is doing.
Yeah.
My therapist never says that to me.
It's because he's too busy trying to get in your pants.
She.
Ooh, hello.
Hello. We examine all my thoughts. She'd probably go back to some kind of childhood thing with you. Poop it in your own hand.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you?
Do you have a man or a woman?
I don't have one now, but.
But did you?
I've had woman, man, woman.
What's the difference?
The dude was like fresh, man. He was just dope. I remember one time I said to him, like, yeah, man, I go, I don't know if this is good or bad, but I've been taking like codeine to go to bed. And he goes, hey, you know, every now and then, if you need some codeine to go to bed, I was like, yes, dude. He was cool.
Guys, I have this irrational fantasy. You know, sometimes when you're driving and you're like, what would happen if I just ran into the center divider?
Mm-hmm.
I have an irrational thought where I cut my tongue with a razor blade.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine what that's like a lot. I don't know why, but I have it. And I always wince and go, ugh.
Yeah, I have. Do you have any of those kind of thoughts?
I have one. That,
I do. I have tons.
That, really? Oh, let's talk about
the one
these.
That really is hard for me is like when I'm in, especially like in a comedy club and it's downtime, like mm-hmm. between shows, and I'm talking to essentially people I don't know that I've just met, like staff, mm-hmm. comics from that town. I'll be holding a drink, and in my head, I'm always like, throw this drink at their face right now. And I always picture like in my mind like what the scenario like how it'll play out.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'll throw this drink in his face right now. He's gonna be like, why'd you do that? And I'm gonna be like, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? Like I always have this.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. And
well, I mean,
it happens like every week.
I don't have that, but I'm always playing. I think as comedians, we're always playing out what if what would happen because that's where our jokes come from. But I always process the thought and action of eating and end up chewing my fork and biting
ooh,
on the fork.
Yeah.
And I try and get up like, what?
Ooh.
But, you know, for a while, my thought was always, I have like a Ford Explorer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing was I'd always be driving down the highway.
New one?
No, it's an older one. Yeah. I love it. I can beat up on it, pick, you know, load it up with stuff in the back.
Beds.
Yeah, exactly. Was driving like 80 and then just cutting the wheels as fast as I could so that it would just go down the highway.
Oh, wow.
Always. And just like paranoid. Like I never liked driving people because I thought I was going to crash. I mean, this was up until like 2 years ago.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Always. Every time driving. Like, and I would like have thoughts. I'm like, I can't even tell my wife I'm having a thought because I'm driving. You know what I mean?
You know what I would have? For a while, I would go through phases of extreme food poisoning paranoia where after I would eat, I would count down the hours after so that I knew I was okay. Yeah, that so now it got to the point where Yeah, this is when I was...
You guys live together?
No, I never told you about this weird food thing I developed. It's when I was in a bad relationship. I was winding down with the ex-boyfriend I lived with before Tom.
You still really love that guy, didn't you?
Stupid. And I developed this weird thing with food where I was convinced that every time I ate, I would get food poisoning. So I would like count the hours after, like, oh. Ooh. And I wouldn't get on the freeway. Like, I'd eat a burrito at Yuka's, which I really loved. And I'd be like, oh, I can't get on the freeway because I might have to shit.
So were you deliberately going for foods that could give you food poisoning?
That could not give me. So, like, in my head, I had a whole system.
And Yuka was one of them.
Yuka's, yeah, that burrito place. No, that was a safe place for me. That was a safe place. Okay. I trusted that place.
That's good.
I haven't done that in like 10 years.
So that's like a really irrational.
That was a really, really irrational thing.
Yeah.
You never got that? You never got weird on it?
No, well, I've had weird thoughts, of course, but I've never had that one.
I've never had that one either. I've only had food poisoning once.
I've been scared before. There's times too where I've had so much seafood poisoning.
Oh, Jesus.
That I've been before. I've been like, I've eaten, ordered like, you know, fish and then eaten it and been like, ah, shit. Like
this. You knew,
gonna die.
And I was convinced, and then I felt like, holy, it's amazing that I just didn't get sick. Like but it was like irrational about like how I reacted to it. Yeah,
you can do that. I mean, I think my wife does. I get vertigo a lot. Like I'll be on when I'm at high heights. I'm always just fantasizing about just running and jumping off. Like I have to like consciously tell myself back away and just stop.
Yeah.
Oh, from wanting to jump off the building?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I have that
like
too.
I'm Carlos Castaneda or something. I'm just going to fly away.
Look at this Dennis Miller reference here. All right. I love that shit.
I always want to fight the compulsion to yell inappropriate things. Like when I had a day job and you'd be in the meetings or something, I'd be like, fuck your mother. She's a dumb cunt. Or like I would want to scream something awful all the time. Like, you guys fucking suck. So I still fight that. Like sometimes when I just don't feel like performing, I wish I could go out there and be like, fuck you, motherfuckers. Thank you. Good night. And then just leave.
Cry, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I think I started to develop my absolute love for inappropriate behavior was as a kid when I was in like fourth grade in Catholic school. There was a kid with Tourette's.
Oh, you're so lucky.
School with that. It wasn't in my class. It was in school. And we had mandatory church every week.
Oh, okay.
So you went to church on a school day, and in church, he would scream, cunt, fuck you, motherfucker.
So great. Yeah,
in church during, and I would have like just tears.
I just picture fourth grade Tommy just sitting there like,
I was
loving it. And the funny thing to me was that so many of the kids, I guess because I had moved there, so it was brand new to me, and a lot of the kids were like, oh, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't think it was funny, and I was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. I love that shit, man.
There was this kid, Robbie. He used to pick his nose compulsively in my elementary school. First grade through fifth grade, this kid, Robbie, he would pick with his pinky, and he would thoroughly clean one nostril, thoroughly clean the other, and eat. Thoroughly. I mean,
skilled.
It was compulsory. And I remember once I would laugh all the time because the teacher would always be like, Robbie, get your fingers out of your nose. And he would lean back in his chair. And sure enough, that fucker would fall at least once a week.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, he would bang his head on the cabinet or whatever. And it was so much fun just waiting for Robbie to fall. Get yelled at for picking his nose.
I
loved it.
A physical reaction to, I guess, I know a lot of kids did pick their nose and eat.
Oh,
young.
I did. I ate it. It was so good.
The idea, the thought, the sight, the imagining it makes me feel
of
queasy.
Course. Yeah. Well, now.
See queasy?
I'm
not a fan.
You never did that? You didn't?
No.
Did you pick?
Everybody picks and still picks. And if you don't, you're a liar.
Yeah.
But I never ate. I never ate. Of course, a couple times it's like I missed something happened. I'm like, oh, it's just this, I had nothing about
it. Did
repeat.
I ever tell you that when I was like 7 years old, we were in a minivan. We're in a minivan.
In a minivan, yes. Of all places.
In the back. My cousin Brian and I are in the back of the minivan, and we're looking out the back. You know, when you're a kid, you just like to play in the, like anything in a car is like fun, right? Yeah. You just play in the back seat. We're at a red light, and we look out the back of the minivan, And we see that we're in the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts. I forget what it was. Is it the Cub Scouts?
You were Cub Scouts at that. Or Weeblos, maybe.
Eagle Scouts. No, Cub Scouts.
So we're waving. Behind us is the woman that is married to our Cub Scout leader. Okay? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's also the mother of our friend who's also in that Cub Scout group. So we start waving at her, right? But what we don't realize is that the back of the minivan has that mirror reflective glass.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't see us, but we see her. So we keep waving, and she's not waving. Why isn't she waving?
Oh, yeah.
And then as we're looking at her at this red light, she's this big lady, and she's sitting there, and then she starts to pick her nose and eat it.
Oh,
and
grown we're like,
up? No. And we just slowly stop waving.
And he was
waving.
In there?
No.
Oh.
Like, no. But we just stop waving like a sad, like.
Yeah.
And then we're just looking at her, and she's just digging in and eating it.
Oh, oh, grown up,
grown
dude.
Woman. Yeah, yeah. Big lady, so we thought she was just hungry, but.
I stopped.
She was pretty grown.
Because I used to pick and eat a lot, and then I stopped around like 6 or 7 even, just because, like, I think my dad caught me doing it in the back seat of the car, and he was like, okay, come on, come on, enough of this shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I should stop eating my boogers.
Oh.
Can I tell? Oh, this is a really gross one. I'm not going to say who this is in my life because this person's very close to me. But I had a friend in high school that had a booger collection.
What?
Next to the bed.
Come on.
I really am getting sick right now. I'm honestly.
I mean, I don't know why.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Why is certain things so gross?
It was
gross.
A booger collection. It was really funny, though. I don't know why we didn't think it was gross. We just thought it was really funny. She had a full collection.
No, nothing cool about that. That's disgusting. It's a collect. I mean, it's no good. Oh, it's no good.
That's
no good.
It. That's the grossest.
I don't know what else. Yeah, it's
that's
disgusting. What else can you collect that'd be more gross?
I've heard of worse. You know, I have worse.
I love about that is that Larson said that the way an old person would tell you about, like, how you're fucking up. Like, yeah. If you told an 80-year-old guy about a book, he goes, "That's no good. It's no good.
Nah, that's no good.
It's no good."
I have one that's worse. Do you want to hear something worse?
Yeah.
When I studied abroad in England,
mm-hmm.
there was this guy, and he would jerk off into tissues, obviously, and then just throw them on the, like, his bed was against the wall. So there was just bed mashed in the wall, and he would, like, throw the jizz, whatever's, the jizz tissues mm-hmm. in between the wall and the bed. Well, England is very cold and damp and clammy, and after a year's worth of cum tissues.
What?
They pulled the bed away at the end of the year, and mushrooms had grown where the cum rags
And we
were.
Ate those, and we tripled.
It's true.
That's the song?
True story. No, I didn't see his cum, but I have a very reliable source.
There was a dude at in my college freshman year. A lot of people dipped in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You see Larry Allen at the Super Bowl Hall of Fame. They had the Hall of Famers before, and he had a huge dip in.
Yeah.
And he threw up a West Side.
Fucking West Side like, Slide. Pan camera two.
You see, the best thing of all, right, is that because they inducted Ogden,
mm-hmm.
he got a crazy ovation, and then they went to a guy, like an old school guy, Dave Reed or something, right? And they're like, Dave Reed, and like nobody cheered, and they the camera's on him, and he's right after Ogden. He goes, "Damn, that's bad after that, man." And then they cut away from
shut
him.
Up. That's
hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what were we just talking about?
Dip. Man.
So this guy on our freshman hall took everybody dipped, and you
did you dip?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
You did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I used to dip.
Ew,
so,
really? Gosh, yeah. I can't see you doing that.
So people would dip, but you would spit into like a spit cup.
I know this is going.
Or a bottle.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
one
yeah,
motherfucker yeah. took like a 2-liter. And he dipped in it all year.
Ew, dude.
And then here's what he did. Last day of school is a big deal. Obviously, we're in the freshman dorms. It's like a 5 or 6 story building. People are throwing shit off the balcony, breaking windows, you know, just being assholes. It's a fucking male freshman dorm. This son of a bitch pours his 2-liter, but what he does is he walks down the hall and pours it as he walks down the hall into carpet.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, here's how bad it was. I'm down on the first floor level, and I shit you not, as I start walking up the stairs, I go, "What is that?" And I really thought it was an animal. I was like, "That's I know that smell. That's a dead animal." That's what I thought. And you got up, and it got more and more gag, and then everyone was like, "No.
fucking dickhead poured his 2 liter of spit and dip out in the hall. They had to cut out the carpet.
Cut out the carpet.
What a fucking loser.
What a fucking asshole. They should have charged him for that.
Well, you know, there was a lot of... There was this one kid. They gave us our mattresses on the freshman dorm. Were like just shit and jizz covered mattresses.
Of course, dude.
And there was this one guy that was basically like, what is the fucking... What is the pig from the Peanuts? Like he's like got fleas.
Pig pen.
This guy was a human.
there's pig always pen. One in the dorms. Yeah, there always is.
So I'm telling you, you see these mattresses and you gag. Yeah. He slept on the mattress with no sheets.
Of course.
And we were like, dude, this is the most disgusting thing in the world.
Yeah, no.
And yeah.
There's always that guy.
We were a little more tame, I think. I'm gonna take a left turn here. And my buddy I could go all the places, but I'm going to go here. When we were living in the dorm, my buddy, who I became good buddies with, Fran, he lived, like, you know, you get paired up freshman year, you don't know who you're getting paired up with.
Yeah,
I went to school in New Hampshire, a small school, and his roommate was from Maine and was from, like, a real small town. Like, he brought a desk radio. That's what he brought. You know what I mean? Like, AM radio. Yeah. And, like, yeah, he had, like, he didn't have anything. My buddy had, like, a TV and all that. And so my boy Fran, he had CDs. We'd always go borrow stuff from him. And then basically some people were borrowing stuff, and this his roommate, Forrest, his name was Forrest, was letting people take stuff. And so then finally my buddy Fran was like, Forrest, you can't let people take stuff. Like, you can't be doing that. So I went up to borrow something. He's like, Franny told me, you know, I can't let anyone borrow anything. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm boys with Franny. Like, we're boys. And he's like, no, I can't. I'm like, all right. So then I tell my roommate goes, watch this, puts a ski mask on. Goes up to the room and he's like, opens the door, and the guy's like, hey. And he's like, I'm here to take some of Franny's stuff. He's like, no, you can't. He's like, shut the fuck up. And like, took a bunch of stuff, pushed the kid in the corner, and the kid was so timid. He's like, you can't take that stuff. It's Franny's. And he's like, I don't give a fuck whose it is, and took all this shit. And then we told Franny. So then Franny went back and he's like, Fran, someone came in, he had a ski mask on, he took all this stuff. Like, he thought it was a robbery. You know what I mean? From where he's coming from. And then I think we may have put shaving cream in his bed. Like, we got along with him.
We did freshman pranks, like in the hall with other kids.
Yeah,
turned a kid's room upside down, emptied all. He'd fold all his clothes real neat.
Yeah,
and we threw it all around, put like shaving cream in his drawers and everything, shit like that.
Yeah,
fun.
Dude. I mean, yeah, my friend Shauna, you know Shawnee and Bronwyn, they had a cat in the dorms.
In what? The dorms?
They just decided they wanted a cat.
What school was this?
This is the University of San Francisco, and we lived in
USF.
It was awesome.
Hippies.
And we lived in a Hayes Healy, the all girl dorm freshman year. And Shauna and Rowan decided, they're like, we just want a cat. And they got a cat. And our RA lived right across the hall from them. So, like, we would hear it meowing and shit, and then she'd knock on the door, and they'd, like, hide the cat under the bed. And it lasted all year. They made it all year. And then the cat jumped out of a window and died. But that was later.
Was it the last day of school?
No.
The cat was like, fuck this. I'm jumping out with everything else. I can't do this
the summer.
Any longer.
Its name was Crack. They named it Crack.
My
Crack
RA's name was William Perry.
Nice, the fridge.
So his nickname was the fridge.
Of course.
And so he played – This is crazy, okay? I mean, for a lot of people, this is. He played football at school, quit the football team, and became a cheerleader.
What?
Yeah. So we were like, what, dude?
This is Florida State?
So no. This is a really small school in North Carolina called Lenoir Ryan. But it's funny you say Florida State. So there's a lot of kids up there from Florida, especially on the football team. And everyone's telling kind of like their glory day, you know, stories, like teams they played, people they played against, what their team did, shit like that. And you're just like, all right, you know. Yeah.
2 for 3against Dartmouth. I went 3 for 3, 2 singles and a triple. Just saying.
You're all American. I get it, pal. So everyone's telling their shit. He gets this story about Florida State and how he was recruited there. And I was like, you were recruited by Florida State.
To cheerlead.
And he's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I went up there. And he's telling the story, and then he goes, they had this player named Pooh Bear. That was his nickname, obviously. Pooh Bear.
I love that kind of nickname.
Williams.
That's an East Coast.
I almost don't remember it. Anyways, he's like telling the story, and it just, we're like, right? And he's like, I was out in the practice field one day, and then one day, man, Pooh Bear was like, he was doing these somersaults. Man, it was crazy.
That was the story.
Yeah, and we were like,
nah
man. They're like, oh, really? Pooh Bear was doing somersault. He was acting a fool, man. You know, just doing crazy shit.
It's a good story.
Like the almost like I saw a guy on like 50 yards away clowning around, but you're acting like he was fucking around with you.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, this is sad, man. Stop this sad story.
That was a wild.
I got a double. Ride. This joins in two ways. Okay. One, the kid that lived next door to me my freshman year in college, he told me this story when he was in high school. He played high school basketball, tried out for the college team. He ended up like riding the bench his senior year. But he was in the state tournament, and they were playing against this like city team, and they had this dude called Bunny Jefferson, okay? Mm-hmm. And when he would do warm-ups, he would wear pink bunny slippers to do warm-ups.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's how he'd roll. And they were getting blown out. So my boy was in there because he could shoot threes. He was in there late in the game, and he put up a three and missed, and this team took the fast break. They took the fast break at him, and he's backpedaling, and it's a three-on-one, and they dished to Bunny Jefferson, and he went up and threw it down, and the entire crowd from that high school just came pouring down and got my friend's face. They're like, oh! He said it was one of the scariest moments of his life. Just like trying to win, this kid just slams on him, and then everyone gets in his face. You got dunked on by Bunny Jefferson, son.
Getting dunked on is absolutely demoralizing.
I mean,
that absolutely takes all of your fucking bravado away. Is a man jumping over you, throwing the ball down, and especially if they're like, they make like a noise when they dunk. It's fucking the worst.
I'm all set.
The ball bounces off of your head, and you're like, you know, especially if it's like the beginning of a game, and you're like, oh, this is going to be it for a while. It's going to happen for a while.
Sports are terrible.
Yeah.
Did you play any?
I liked tennis a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Listen, I was goth in high school.
So much.
Yeah, you were.
I smoked cigarettes. I hung out at the mall. Like, you know what I mean? I went to goth clubs. I was a totally different lane. I didn't fucking care.
What'd you do? Softball, you said?
Why is that? Is that not a cool sport?
He called me a loser.
I played baseball, and soccer, and then I played college baseball.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Actually, that's what I was literally saying. My best game ever was freshman year. We're playing at Dartmouth. I was 3-for-3 with two singles and a triple. And Dartmouth's D1, and they had like a stud team. And then they brought me into pitch. I'm having like the best game ever. They bring me into pitch. I hit a guy. Then with two outs, hit a guy. Guy hits a pop-up to right. And the pitcher who was in for me was down right. He drops it. I hit the next guy. And then their center fielder hits a home run off me off the hockey arena. Over the fence, off the top of the hockey arena. I'm a freshman. I was having the best game of my life. I'm so pissed. And then the shortstop comes out with a new ball to me, and he looks at me. He's like, he hit the shit out of that. And I was so mad. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And then I hit one more dude. I hit three dudes in one inning.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You mean you hit them? I don't remember.
I threw the baseball. I was pitching.
Okay.
And I
hit
them.
Their body?
Yeah, so they get to take first base.
Yeah. And they also think this is an aggressive fucking... wild asshole on the mound who keeps hitting guy after
and I was just
guy.
Trying to throw strikes, man. Yeah, I was just rattled.
Yeah, so of course. Yeah. You had the jitters, man.
What can you do?
What are you gonna do? You're freshman. Kids are freshmen. Give a shot.
Well,
it's 18.
Remember we were watching the Super Bowl, and I didn't like that they were trying to
My God. This is the funniest fucking thing. So we're watching the Super Bowl.
I hate football. I don't care at all.
She has no
idea.
Don't give a shit.
So I'm like, it's a Super Bowl, so she'll pay attention for it. So she's like in the kitchen.
I'm just too lazy to sit down on the couch.
And I'm like, I go, oh yeah, they just scored, and like they're lining up for the extra point. As they line up, you know, the shot is towards that goalpost.
Yeah.
And it shows the people in the stands going like this, and she goes, are they trying to distract him? And I go, yeah. And she goes, that's mean. And I was like, that's what they do.
Nice.
And she goes, well, that's not nice. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Have you ever seen someone shooting a free throw?
No, but I think it's really inappropriate. Like,
inappropriate.
When you're doing your job, when we do our job, we don't get hecklers. You're not supposed to have hecklers. That's like a full heckle. That should be illegal to do to somebody who's trying to focus on scoring points and stuff. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Except that's why you're a tennis fan, because there's no heckling in tennis. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's a good... Because it's a gentleman's sport. I'm a gentleman. I like to play dignified fucking things.
Do you like golf?
No, that's for lesbians. I don't...
Would you not play golf?
I try it. I don't find it exciting. What's exciting about
golf? How do you
know?
You haven't played it. You can't make that assessment.
I watch it and it looks fucking intolerable. It looks like it takes forever. It's like a 5-hour commitment.
Do you like watching stand-up on TV?
Depends. Occasionally. See? Well,
I think I proved a point. Well, I mean, no one likes watching stand-up because we're... I mean, is that what your point is?
Well...
No, she likes it, like, way less than I think.
Stand-up?
Yeah, like, if I put on something, I'll be like... I want to watch.
If it's our friends,
special.
I'm like, I don't want to watch our friends. I fucking know these dudes.
I don't want to watch
fucking Jay Larson. I know Jay Larson because I feel like it's weird. Like we or whoever's on that we know. Like these are our friends. Like
I was listening to stand up on the way over, and I was taking pictures.
It's hard
on
in the
XM.
Car.
Maria Bamford, dude, on the way over, I was losing it.
Really,
dude?
She's
what
so
the
funny.
Fuck was she She's saying? Great. She was saying some funny. I wish I could remember the bit, but it was Maz Jobrani. It went Maz Jobrani, Eric Andre, Maria Bamford, Richard Pryor. I was like, boom. That's
two out of three,
sweet.
Not bad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What's it called? I think she's got a new special. Well,
yeah.
New Bamford. As in the last couple months.
And her
and
parents.
She filmed it at her parents' house.
Yeah. No way.
Just
that's
for
where
her
she filmed
parents,
the special. No, there's
right?
audience.
Oh, okay. Oh.
There's audience,
her.
But her parents are in the audience.
So funny.
And they filmed it at their house.
So
wow.
funny.
That's, I mean, I couldn't do it, but that's fantastic.
It's so amazing.
Funny. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's sick.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
She really is like a genius level.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
Comedian.
And like kind.
Oh my
very
God.
Nice.
So kind. Yeah.
We had lunch. We had lunch in Australia.
Okay.
Just
showing off, I guess.
We did. What do you mean to tell you?
I put her in a short film once.
Skids.
And she was the same exact way off stage as she was on stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, God, she's just
it's
something.
Real. It's
she's
not
just
an act.
Something. No, yeah, she's so good.
It's definitely not an act. I like when she does, like, when she makes fun of the girls that live in her hometown. She's like, oh my God, Maria, how are you? What are you doing right now?
It's pretty good.
And she's like, I'm just doing the thing. You know, when she does her voice, like, where are you?
Comedy?
Target. Yeah. But she's like the Target checkout girl or something. That's the joke.
I love when she does
ladies.
That.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Her female
ladies?
Comedian
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
She's like, ladies.
Yeah. Am I right?
I like when she goes, I like to call my mother and pretend I'm the baby Jesus. Have you heard those?
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, whatever her mom's name. That's the baby Jesus. And then she's like, oh, Maria, don't leave me those messages. It's creepy.
She's so fucking funny,
yeah,
man.
Trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay Lawson.
Yeah.
What else do you want to tell our people? I know you got to get out of here. What do you want to tell your fans that are here?
Well, our friends, check out the Crab Feast podcast. As always, check that out. You can check me out on Twitter, Jay Larson Comedy. Mm-hmm. And jlarsoncomedy.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm across the board, J. Larson Comedy. Mm-hmm. Come to a show, and thanks for supporting the mommies. I'm glad to be here, you guys. This is fun.
Well, let me ask you one final question.
No.
Our listeners probably want to know.
Yeah.
What does your beard smell like right now?
It doesn't smell at all.
Hmm.
But I want to get oil.
That,
do you oil your beard, Tommy?
No.
No, I want to get beard oil because the longer it gets itchy, you know?
I had to shampoo my beard twice today because it smelled so strong.
Like what? Why does your beard smell?
Whatever I eat, it gets smells,
caught up in there?
Well, it smells like it, but it smells worse. So I had
like cum?
Like, I don't know about that.
Never cum. It smells like it smells like cheese a lot because he eats a lot of pizza and mm-hmm. like cheeses.
I don't eat a lot of pizza.
I'm just remembering
about?
The last time I really smelled your beard.
Yeah.
You had just eaten. We'd eaten pizza that night. It was the old house, and you came to bed, and I was like, Jesus fuck! Did you just eat pizza?
Remember the Italian that we got the other day?
Yeah.
So it was left over. I had
Italian
it.
Sub?
See?
No, just like pasta
Italian
with
food.
Chicken. And,
yeah.
So I had it for lunch today, and then. I went, like, put my hand in my face, and I smelled my beard, and I was like, Jesus.
See, the Italian
strong.
Food sticks to you.
So I went, and I scrubbed my beard, and then I went to lay down, and I was just, like, relaxing, and then I was like, wow, my beard really smells strong. So it smells like farts and garbage, you know?
And
like
garbage.
Like you're a homeless person?
Yeah, it smells like a homeless person.
See, I don't... I never smelt. I don't really smell. I groom. You know, the one thing that I've always had a problem with. I never had like zits and stuff. Was I sweat? I used to sweat always.
Are you sweating now?
Through the pits. I got good deodorant. I'm getting like under control, like more mentally. But like fifth grade, even I used to have to put like
pads?
Paper up there and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
Do you use like a name brand deodorant or do you use like some weird?
Mitchell?
For a while, I went and I was going. Deodorant you put on at night.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because it was like prescription strength, Certain Dry. Certain Dry was what I was using.
And now?
But now I went to Qatar over on Christmas Eve to perform, and I had to pick up deodorant.
Wait a minute. On the Lord's birthday, you went to Qatar? Are you Jewish?
I flew home. No. What do you, I flew home on the 25th.
Okay.
And I showed up for Christmas. One of the great. You ever show up on Christmas? It's baller. You show up, everyone's opening gifts. You're like, what up? New gift here. It's like when Sleepless in Seattle.
But I interrupted you. I'm sorry. So
she got to get deodorant for Qatar, you said.
Yeah, so I ended up picking up Shaw over there.
Shaw's good.
It works great. Yeah.
You got Shaw?
I got Shaw, man.
I got Shaw over there.
Shaw. You know, like where the bug comes in.
It's not good. It's not a good thing. The booger collection is not a good thing, kid.
I mean, they got really good deodorant over there in the Middle East because they're so stinky. Am I right?
I haven't had any butthole itch for a month.
Yes. I love how much you should see. If I wish you guys could see Tom's face every time he clicks that thing. He's so excited to see how we're going to react.
I know, he loves it.
It does make me happy. It makes me really
smiling.
Happy.
Smiling. My homeless husband smiles.
I wish you came more often, man.
Yeah, I will come anytime, come man. I will come anytime.
And how about outside of our work life? Why don't we do like a double fucking...
I would love to. You know, Kate loves both you guys.
What the frock? Let's do
it. She loves both you guys. We'll have you guys over for dinner. You know what I mean? We got a nice little spot. We can come down here maybe.
Ride
we'll
bikes. Do it.
Yeah. Ride bike. Well, beachy, Tommy please. Can jog.
Yeah, you need a bike.
I'll get a bike.
You know what you need to get? You know what you need to get?
Garbage bag.
You know what you need to get?
What? Dog bowl.
You know what you need to get?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Jesus. Where
bikes.
Is it?
Bikes.
Play off the bike. Full circle. Whole thing went full
there
circle
you
right
go.
Then.
All right. Larson, you're absolutely a doll.
Oh, thank you for coming over.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having
we
me.
We missed you. I'm glad you're back in the mommy dome.
I'm back in the mommy's house.
Felt it.
Hey, don't forget to go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and also send us your emails as always. You know that your emails we read on the show sometimes. You can give us your would you rathers.
You can fart in a jar and send it to Jay Larson at the Crab Feast.
Okay, you can fart in a jar.
You can send the smell. Have you ever done that? You fart into a film container and you seal it, those old film canisters, and it
you can send
a smell. You can send a fart.
That's interesting.
You're welcome.
So that's yourmomspodcast at
gmail.com. I'm never opening anything from you.
Check out everything at yourmomshousepodcast.com and definitely keep ordering your Wipe Down collection, real mommy's only shirts and CDs, songs, all that good stuff. We love you.
Love you, mommies.
We'll see you next week.
I have a song for you I'd like to do with the... I'd like to go to the bar.
Plug in my iPod and listen to him talk trash on that.
He's talking about your mom's house.
Podcast, stop that. Laughing ain't gonna happen to fix for a piss poor day. This gay discourse of mixed sorts. Get the pitchforks and listen while you bell. Hey, you're in jail laying with your Puerto Rican cellmate. Or when you tailgate, listen before the game starts. Play cards, listen while you're shoplifting at Kmart. Honest, I mean it, it's not a big secret. I'm often seated in the kitchen listening to Tom and Christina at the end of a rough day. Get a mug and drink, get my nuts shaved. If I'm lucky, get a dental update. Just great, like the devil loves flames. Like the devil loves heavy metal women who love snakes. This is just a thing to help your nerves and calm down.
I ain't like one now, bitch.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Something for them fiends, fresh.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Got the kitchen, man. Got the kitchen, man. Got the fresh.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Something for them fiends, something for them fiends, fresh.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Got the kitchen, man. Got the kitchen, man. Got the fresh.
Welcome to your mom's house. Your mom's house. Starring Christina Pruschitsky and Tom Segura. A special appearance by Top Dog.
It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
And Joe Double.
Is there anything worse on the planet than an aspiring white rapper?
Yeah. Your mom's house. Your mom's house.